Welcome to the Curto Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. This episode, I'm quite excited about this one. It's all about reacting your next project in one simple command. This is something that's been needed for quite a while, and there are third parties trying to do it, and some have been doing it quite well. But Facebook's released its own node module to kind of get things started, whether you're a beginner and never kind of use React or you're an advanced user. And this is called Create React App. You can find links in the show notes to the actual page here, but it's a simple node module, essentially creates React apps with no build configuration. So one of the biggest problems for getting React applications started is you do really to be using it as kind of everyone's using it. I use that term kind of loosely, everyone. But you need to have Webpack installed and you need to have it set up, and it can be fiddly and can be quite a stumbling point for a lot of people, especially when you're just trying to try out React. Now, there are hosted services that you can kind of get your feet in the water and see what it's like, but it's a lot nicer when you're using your own tools on your own machine. So, this is kind of bridging that gap there. So what you do is you just npm install tacg or dash g create dash react dash app. And what this will do is it'll give you access to a simple command in the command line there, create dash react dash app, and then you just give it your app name. And whatever your app name is, it'll create a folder and set up a nice folder structure for you. So they'll give you a README file, an index file, a package JSON file, which I'll get onto that one in a moment, and then a source directory, which has all of your kind of starter React code in there. So it covers off some real basics there. And so when you've got this kind of installed, you then cd into that directory, whatever you call the app name, then you can simply run npm start. And what it's going to do is actually launch your project in the browser on localhost 3000, and it'll be there ready to go. And if you change any files, it'll update in the browser automatically, whether it be CSS or the JS files, and it'll just update. So that's really nice. You can really get a quick, efficient workflow going from there. Now, one of the benefits here is in that package JSON file, it just has one simple node module that it's including. And what that does is it runs stuff behind the scenes, such as your Webpack, etc. Now, say I'm working on this is great, you know, especially if I'm new and I don't have to learn anything. I literally just write HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and off I go. But maybe I want to put this online somewhere so people can see it. So they've included an npm run build command, which is just a build command in the package JSON. That one's coming from the node module, sorry. But what that's going to do is it's actually going to, compress everything down, lint it all, etc., and then put it into this build folder, which can be put up on the web anywhere and be seen. So it's going to transpile ES6 or ES2015 and ES2016 back down into ES5, so everywhere can see your project. So that's nice. But where the real power comes from, which I think more people are excited about, is this npm run eject command you can run. And what that's going to do is it's going to get all the Webpack files and node modules and localize them to the project and make it all editable. Now, this is something that you can't undo. So once you've done it, you can't go back to using the single, I think it's a React Scripts node module there. It's going to bring everything in. It does warn you saying that you can't undo this. And it's just going to dump all these files in there, set up all the node modules, and you kind of get what you'll see as a very common React application or React project, where it has all of your Webpack configuration, all these different node modules installed, and it does quite a lot. So when you run npm run eject, you'll have some more files and folders in there, mainly your Webpack ones, you'll notice. And also your package JSON file will update as well. But it installs things like auto prefixer, Babel or Babel core, a bunch of other different Babel or Babel plugins. Does all of your ES2015 and ES2016 pre-compilations. Transpiling. And it also adds chalk, CSS loader, different ESLint modules, style loader, URL loader, Webpack dev server, a whole bunch of stuff. So it gives you all these things out of the box. So this is where it's nice, where it works for people who are more seasoned and they want to just kind of get up and running really quickly. While yes, you might have your own boilerplates and things like that, this is kind of conforming more to the Facebook ecosystem because it is created by Facebook. So some nice things there. Where I kind of see it being more beneficial is if you set up a function or a command or something in your bash RC file or bash profile file or your ZSH profile, one of those files, where you can then kind of, instead of having to do create dash react dash app and then a folder name or an app name, you can then just have it say React and then give it a folder name. And what I'd probably do is I'd do like in that, I'd call it React. And then from there, I'd have it. So it's calling React dash, create dash React dash app, the app name, and then it CDs into that app name directory. So then you're kind of ready to go. And that's a little bit nicer. But if I was wanting to not have this kind of the no configuration mode, I'd also then tack on that it runs npm run eject for me after it CDs in. And then when I run React and then the app name, it's going to do all that for me and bang, I'm ready to go using the more quote-unquote advanced setup of this plugin. So that's a gives me a really nice starting point. So I think that's probably the benefits and the things where I would see most of the takeaways for me and just optimizing that a little bit further. So there are some limitations to note here. No server rendering. There's no testing stuff set up. There's some experimental syntax stuff in there, so it's like decorators and things like that. CSS modules, less or SAS, not really supported, but there are style loaders and things like that. So, yeah, I think there's stuff that's not quite set up or quite updated there. Hot reloading of components, you know, it is reloading some stuff, so you're getting a lot there. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. And I really do think it's something that's been wanted for a while. As I said, there are other people out there in the open source community who've created similar things, but nothing as simplified as this, where it's kind of extracting the hard bits. Now, if you want to see a demo of this and how to actually get it working, a friend of mine, Simon Swiss, on YouTube, I've left a link in the show notes here. He has a great 101 kind of video on how to use this, how to install it, how to work with it, all the features, everything I've discussed in this episode. And I really recommend you check out that YouTube video. He does great videos. You should check out his Jade or Pug series. Really good there. But yeah, check out that one if you kind of want to get a visual rundown. But I'd love to know, like, what do you use for kind of bootstrapping your React projects? Do you use a tool like Create React App? Have you switched to Create React App? It seems like a lot of people who seem like they previously would be using their own boilerplate and now switching to this, they're going nuts about it. All you have to do is look on Twitter. But yeah, I'd love to know what you use, what your thoughts are on this. You can send through a tweet to @CodyCatchUp on Twitter, send through an email, codycatchup@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on codycatchup.com for this episode. Also, if you do have a spare few moments and you're enjoying the podcast, I'd really appreciate if you leave a rating and review on iTunes. So it helps me out, helps provide some more visibility into the podcast. But yeah, I'd really appreciate it if you could do that for me. But otherwise, we'll catch you in the next episode.